If you're going to get there, then you're going to have to start. So says my youngest son one afternoon when he was trying to get to where he wanted to go. Today on Growing Hope, we begin taking actions to walk out our big dreams and fulfill our balanced lives.
It's time for Growing Hope, the show determined to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary! Because you are extraordinary! And now, live from a little cabin in the woods, nestled along Big Spring Creek, it's your host, Catherine Lang!
Hello and welcome to Growing Hope, where we are investing a few moments each day to build up lives in purpose and on purpose. I am Catherine Lang, your purveyor of snarky rainbows, here to throw out some twisted encouragement and challenge you to live bold in your uniqueness. If you're going to live in your uniqueness, or if you're going to do anything bold, you're going to have to take action. It doesn't happen to you. The balanced life doesn't chase you down, and it doesn't make you live it. You have to take the purposeful actions for your perfect plan. Even a great plan unexecuted is just words on a page. Put your plan to work. Schedule the actionable steps in a way that works for you. Measure your journey. Set review points, targets, and methods. Keep an eye on the budgets. Follow the steps to keep your budgets in order. Maintain focus. Repeat the dreams to keep your attention on doing those dreams. And be okay with the little bits, because it's the little bits that are going to add up to the big things. See, my son wanted to go to the beach, partly because he wanted to go to the beach, mostly because his dad wanted to go to the beach. So we planned for a few weeks about where we were going to go and what we were going to do. And we invested a full day making sure we packed everything in the car and we had a plan for how we were going to get going the next morning. And the next morning, my son was up before the sun. He was ready. He wanted to leave. It was time to go. He didn't appreciate the final checklist of things that had to be done. He put both hands on his hips and demanded, "If you're going to get there, you're going to have to start." And he was right. We could plan, we could pack, but until we got in the car and started down the driveway towards where we wanted to go, we would not be on our way. But isn't that true for all of things that we're doing? It's not just true for a trip to the beach. It's true for purpose living as well. If we aren't doing what we want to do, then we are not going to get to where we want to go. And isn't it annoying when God provides the prompting you need for your journey through your own children? He seems to do that a lot with me lately. And I think it makes him laugh. The only time it's better is when he manages to do it to me through my husband. And then I know he laughs because he thinks it's funny, because God has a sense of humor. But I listened to my son and to the prompting, and we were soon on our way to a great beach experience, and I was taking my first steps in the direction of my new focus. Because no matter how much you want something, no matter how much you dream about something, no matter how much you plan for something, without action, it is never possible. Without action, it is never possible. If you want to get there, if you really want to get there, if this is truly your passion and this is your purpose and this is the heart seed that you're trying to grow up, you are going to have to take action to make it so. There will be a lot of people out there that are going to tell you how you can do it. They're going to give you a plan for how you can do it. They're going to demand you take their steps in order to fulfill it. But even then, if you don't take the step, it's not going to happen. I used this example just this morning. You can hire somebody to train you to get healthy. And if they don't do a plan that is specific to your body and your lifestyle, then the plan's not going to work. But more importantly, if you don't do the plan that they ultimately create for you, you're just wasting your resources. So if you don't take action towards your purpose, you are just spinning your wheels. You are just staying busy. You are just doing without purpose and meaning. When you are pursuing your big dream goals, when you're pursuing your uniqueness and your heart seed, you have to take the actions. You have to get moving. You have to get started if you want to get there. It will take action to reach your destination. It will take your action to get there. Growing Hope needs to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to share some thoughts on how to find the way to take your actions. Growing Hope will be back after these messages.
Is chaos in control of your world? Are you caught in the hamster wheel of life, going at full speed but only spinning the wheel until you stumble and the wheel is spinning you? Do you want to get it all done but you aren't even sure what might be involved in your all to start with? The whiteboard of world domination helps you harness the chaos, get off the wheel, and define your rules so you can take control of life one bite-sized piece at a time. Join Catherine Lang as she walks you through the 6 steps you need to build your whiteboard of world domination. Define your anchor. Define your vision. Balance your 4 blocks of uniqueness. Hone your aim. Break it all down into bite-sized pieces. Set a daily schedule. Are you ready to create your change and dominate your world? Visit www.whiteboardofworlddomination.com today.
Got hope. This world can be a troubled place full of storms and negatives that are determined to drag you down and crush you. But hope makes a way. Hope gives you strength. Hope creates possibilities. Hope provides the courage that you need to keep going. And we are committed to growing hope with you, in you, and through you. The Reflections and Hope newsletter seeks to instill the courage that your heart needs to live out a bold life grounded in hope. The regular newsletter offers tips, inspirational stories, or scriptures to help grow up hearts that are open to pursue the extraordinary. Visit www.hopeboost.com, that's HOPEBOOST, and sign up now to begin receiving your copy of Reflections and Hope. Welcome back to Growing Hope, where we are taking the actions that will lead to our extraordinary lives. I am Catherine Lang, your focus coach and Hope Smith. If you're struggling to find your way or to define your why, visit coachforfocus.com to set up a free 30-minute jumpstart call today. Now, there are days when it would be nice if things would just happen. Hey, on more than one occasion, I've woken up, not gotten out of bed, crossed my fingers that those little chore elves showed up in the middle of the night to clean my kitchen, organize my office, and finish weeding my garden. I read that book once about the elves, the cobbler's elves that came and helped make shoes for him. And I always hope they'll show up at my house, but I hope they're more inclined to wash dishes. That's my big Achilles heel. I don't like to wash dishes. My husband doesn't either, but he likes it. He likes a clean sink more than he doesn't like to wash dishes. And now I digress. Here's the thing. They don't show up. They don't do it for us. No matter how many times I wake up and I hope and I cross my fingers, those elves do not make an appearance. It turns out if you want something done, you have to make the choice to do it. Or, again, to quote my son, if you want to get there, you have to get started. I watched my garden grow up for 2 full years. I kept telling myself that I would get it cleaned up this year. I would tell my sons that we were going to get it cleaned up this year. And I usually started talking about it around February because that's when it was cold out and that's when I didn't have to worry about the critters, because you only have to stick your pitchfork into two yellow jackets' nests. Yes, it takes two before you become worried about the critters. Now, I have never worried about the snakes or the spiders or, you know, anything else. But those yellow jackets are vicious little suckers. They really don't appreciate it when you dig up their nest. So I went out one morning to work in my garden. First thing in the morning, you could still see the frost on the plants. And I stuck that pitchfork in the ground and I dug up the first clump of daylilies that I was going to divide so my children could go sell them at the farmer's market. And I set those aside and I stuck the pitchfork in the second clump and I got stung by something on my thumb. Now, I have not had a lot of good luck with fire ants, so I just assumed that I had fire ants, and I started slinging my hand, and when I looked down and there were no fire ants on my hand, I panicked, and I ran, because I didn't know what had stung me, and I didn't want to wait around to find out. And by the time I got into the house, and I looked out into the garden, I looked at my pitchfork, it was covered in a swarm of yellow jackets. A week later, I did it again. Different place, further down, different yellow jackets nest. Who knew, right? And this time, one of the yellow jackets chased me all through the yard, all the way down to the driveway, all the way back up the driveway. And I'm pretty sure they stayed outside the house with like that cartoon arrow of a bunch of yellow jackets pointing at me so they would all know where I was located. And it petrified me. Because they hurt and they just keep coming. So that's why I wait until the temperature gets warm. It doesn't get warm because if I wait until it gets warm, then I start worrying about any buzzing noise. But one excuse is as good as the other. Even though I know I want to take action, I let those fears or any other struggles keep me from taking the action that I know I'm supposed to be taking and that I know I want to take. And then I'm stuck not doing what I want to do, even though I want to do it. So I've had two problems when it comes to my garden. The first one was a timing problem. If I waited too long, then the critters would be something I would have to deal with. And I just can't get past the yellow jackets. The second problem that I was looking at was expecting my family to get it done for me. These two put up blockades that kept me from doing what I wanted to do until this year. And this year, I determined I was going to take a little step, a little bit, get a little bit done. And I didn't. I didn't even get close to finishing my garden. But I am very proud of the section that I did of my joy garden and seeing the flowers and knowing that I accomplished a little bit of what I wanted to do. I can't wait till others do it for me. You can't wait till others do it for you because others are going to disappoint you. We sometimes disappoint ourselves, so why are we shocked when others disappoint us? We have to make the choice to do it. You have to take the actions. You have to make the move. You will need to schedule the actionable steps. The steps that you broke down in your big dreams, the little bits that you broke it down into, you're going to have to make a schedule for those. If you did not make the breakdown of your big dreams, then go listen to the past episodes of Growing Hope over at growinghoperadio.com. We break it down step by step. The key to a good schedule is that it has to work for you. Like most of the things that we've been talking about, it doesn't matter how well the schedule works for someone else. If it doesn't work for you, you're not going to work it. The only good schedule for you is the one that works for you. You're also going to need to measure the journey to make sure you're making forward progress. And it's not always going to look like progress. So how you measure isn't as important as the fact that you're measuring. Keep in mind, the more consistently you check the target, the more you can measure if you're off and how you're off. The more honed you get and the more focused you are on the target, the harder it can be to tell if you're off, especially if you're not regularly reviewing what you're doing. A little bit off will only need a little bit of adjustment, but you won't know if you need that adjustment if you haven't been measuring it. You're also going to need to keep an eye on all the budgets, all of them, time, finances, health, relationships, everything. You need to know how you're investing all of what you have, and you need to keep a record and balance those totals on a regular basis. Doesn't have to be daily, can be more than daily. It's just up to you for a regular basis. And remember that each day, you're starting new. Don't focus on yesterday. Learn from yesterday. Start fresh today. You're also going to need to maintain your focus. If you're not focused on your big dreams, then you will struggle to take the steps. You focus on your big dreams and you focus on those little bits by consistently feeding your heart and your mind those big dreams. Write it down every day, sometimes multiple times a day. Post it around you. Share with others. Continually feed the big dreams until they become your default thought. Start the day with your goals. End the day with your goals. Tell others about your goals. So you have to speak it out loud. When you speak it out loud, it gives it a whole new level of certainty. The more you focus on your goals, the more you will be able to maintain focus on your goals. And the final thing you need to do is to take the actions in little bits and be okay with the little bits. You will not be able to get it all done at once, no matter how much you want to. I've always been okay with the little bits. I'm one of those people who can make a big long list of to-dos, and I can be perfectly content if I only get a few of them checked off. I consider it a win that I got things checked off. Not my husband. He is a complete lister. If there are things left on the list, then he does not enjoy the rest of the time. So if we're planning for an event or activity and he doesn't finish the to-do list, he can't enjoy the activity or the event. And I only found this out a few years ago when he confessed that the reason he wasn't enjoying himself is because we didn't finish the list. So I completely changed what I was doing so that I make a list for him that he can check off and complete. Because that is what he is comfortable with, and that is what gives him confidence. It works for him. Doesn't work for me, but it works for him. And it's not up to me to change how he does it. It's up to me to encourage him to do. That's what relationships are about. Relationships are about encouraging each other on our unique path. Ultimately, though, you have to take your actions. Growing Hope has to take one more break, and when we come back, we'll set the foundation for digging deeper to the process of taking action.
As an 18-year-old, I let my mistakes kind of take over my life. I was 0.5 credits away from completing high school, and I didn't do it.
10 years later, at age 28, Jackie finished her high school diploma.
When I found out that I was pregnant, I know that I had to do something for myself if I wanted to make her a better person and provide a better life for her. My family never stopped pushing for me to be better because they knew what I could become and who I could become as a person. My support team is amazing. The educational director, my sister, and even my 7-year-old daughter has just been more than the support that I could ask for. I've been given an opportunity, and I'm just thankful for it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Travel along with Cal, Preston, Spencer as they search the Alabama Gulf Coast, Gulf Shores, and Fort Morgan to Dolphin Island, Fort Gaines, for a treasure hidden away by centuries.
You dare uncover the secrets held by Mystery Rock? Come along in Catherine C. Lang's new middle school tourism fictional novel series, Scouting Out Adventure. Get the first book, Mystery Rock, in paperback and ebook at Amazon.com or KatherineLang.com.
Are you ready to break out of the ordinary into the extraordinary? Did you know that you were designed on purpose for a purpose and that your purpose is unique in all the world? Place and Purpose offers 4 questions to begin unlocking your uniqueness and then creating a plan to pursue your purpose with boldness. Order your copy by visiting www.katherinelang.com/books.
Is licensed under Creative Commons by attribution.
Welcome back to today's final segment of Growing Hope, where we are investing a few moments to grow up hearts open to pursue extraordinary. I am Catherine Lang, and I am here to dare you to live your big dreams. If you aren't sure where to start, visit whiteboardofworlddomination.com to find the 8 steps for pursuing your uniqueness. We all have a path that we're going to have to take. We all have a journey that we're going to have to make. Along the way, storms are going to happen. Circumstances are going to change. The only consistent that remains is you. You always have the choice to move forward or to move back or to stay where you are. But I'm going to let you in on a little secret. The only choice for purpose is to move forward. Now, the forward movement may not look like it's forward. When I was younger, my cousin brought up a single person sunfish sailboat to share it, to, you know, store at our family's boathouse, but he rarely used it. As a matter of fact, he pretty much never used it, so he gave me permission to take it out when I wanted. I loved that little sailboat, and I spent many, many summer afternoons enjoying the sun and the wind with the help of that sunfish. My favorite thing to do was to race up and down the long slough where we had the boathouse. The wind did not always cooperate with my favorite thing. If it shifted, then I had to adjust my sailing technique so I could catch the directional wind and still move up and down the slough. Now, if you watched for just a moment, it would only look like I was going back and forth in the slough. But if you kept watching, you would have noticed that with each turn, I moved a little closer to the end of the slough. It wasn't as fast as those days when the wind cooperated and I was able to just fly up and down the slough, but it was still fun and I enjoyed the journey, even though it was up and down the slough just a little bit at a time. You won't always be able to go directly towards your destination. Sometimes you're going to have to turn at an angle to catch the wind. Sometimes you're going to have to go around the other boats getting in your way. Sometimes you're just going to have to haul a boat ashore to wait out the worst of the storm. As long as you keep moving and keep taking your purposeful actions and keep that focus, no matter how small the movement is, or how much it may look to other people that you're not getting anywhere, you will get to your destination. So just keep moving. Just keep stepping. Just keep adding the little bits to the little bits until you're able to step out of the hole and walk across your finish line. You can, if you make the choice to take the action to make it happen. Thank you so much for joining me for today's Growing Hope. We are just a little bit closer to living our balanced lives, and each little bit we add makes us stronger and bolder and more focused on purpose and in purpose. If you've missed any of the Balanced Life episodes, visit growinghoperadio.com to catch up. And if you want more help pursuing your balanced life or finding your focus or your purpose, connect with me at coachforfocus.com and let's talk. I look forward to hearing from you and learning about your journey and learning from your journey. We learn so much when we share our journey, not just because we're sharing our journey, but because we learn from sharing others' journeys and their experiences. That's how we learn from each other. So join me over at the Growing Hope Radio Facebook page or connect with me on any of the social media as Catherine C. Lang. That's KatherineCLang. I want to join this journey with you. I want to learn from you. I want to connect with you because I know that the more we connect and the more we work together, the stronger we are for facing those storms or for catching the wind at an angle. I am Catherine Lang, and I am here to tell you that hope makes a difference because every day holds a promise of more and every action contains the power of possibility. It's not about what the world says or even what the world shows or sees. The strength of hope and encouragement will and does push past the limits and the walls of the world. My prayer is and always will be that the words I share are helping establish foundations of hope that will shatter the delusions of the world around us. The world's going to try to convince you otherwise. Be focused on your big dreams and never let the world lie about your possibilities. And remember, until next time, be blessed, and in all that you're doing, be a blessing.
Thank you for joining us for Growing Hope with Catherine Lane, where we are sharing hope, encouragement, and inspiration to do more. Visit www.catherinelane.com to invite Catherine to be part of your event or to share your own stories of possibility living. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope planted and nurtured will grow up into a world of possibilities.